Time for Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, the phenomenon of the 90s, on KFOX. Notice when I said 90s, it went 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. And welcome to another edition, folks. I'm Farley. Today we're going to talk about an interesting topic, a first-time topic, called the Soul's Web. Highly metaphysical topic. And I am going to try to help prove to you metaphysically how astrology works, as inspired by my excellent mail order producer, Karis Malona. I was thinking about it, and, well, I'm going to try and tackle it.
What went on in my mind on the way to the station, I have no idea. We're talking about major visitations.
Let's talk about the soul's web here. And let me tell you something. Anyone besides that astronomer in Omni Magazine, for anyone else to try to come out and prove to you how astrology works, wow. For a long time, for many, many years, I have studied astrology, and oftentimes I've skirted trying to prove how it works. All I know is that it does work, but for so long I never actually attempt to prove or to logically reveal with practical application how it does work. But anyway, to try and prove how astrology works is definitely a tough situation, so if anyone has any further additions to the topic, they can definitely call. What I'm trying to convey to you today, and for crying out loud, if you have a tape recorder, please throw a tape in for this topic because I may never do it again. But we just cannot explain astrology in normal terms. I cannot sit down with you with physics and calculus and trigonometry applications and try to prove to you that Jupiter affects you. Because when you look around on Earth, this is one superpower magnet. I mean, if you go outside today when you have a chance, or you just look around your house, you'll notice that everything is frozen to the ground. Unless it's a bird or a piece of dust or a leaf that's blowing in the wind, we live on a major magnet here. Trying to think about this can drive you crazy because it dwarfs the imagination to try to convince yourself that that moon up there in the sky will affect you when you're locked into this powerful magnetic field called Earth. See, I'm being the devil's advocate right off the bat because the people that don't believe in astrology are people that have embraced this philosophy that we live on a magnet. So how can we possibly be affected by other planets? Yeah, but they're not metaphysical creatures. These people know zip about spiritual attunement, soul growth, about metaphysics, about evolution of the soul, and I am here to prove to you metaphysically today why it blows me away how astrology works. And it has nothing to do with gravity. Now, suffice it to say that when you look up in the sky, and when you notice that our solar system, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Jupiter, and Pluto, right? I said Jupiter twice. But if you'll notice that these planets are floating in space, so they are being held by this force of gravity within the sun's gravitational pull, which right off the bat tells us if a planet that weighs trillions and trillions and trillions of tons like Jupiter is being held by the sun's pull, that even though we live on a magnet, we got to be affected by the sun. Now, this is one major puppy. So that right there has got to prove astrology works for sun sign right off the bat. Because we live in this huge magnetic field where all these planetary bodies are being held in space. And if you were a godlike being that could hover over the solar system, you would be looking at this system with stellar bodies, with huge material bodies floating in space, and there's no strings. And for billions of years, they stay there. And they keep going around the sun and round the sun. Now, if that's not God at work, I don't know what is. So that's point number one. Point number two, same thing with the moon. The moon is locked into an orbit around the Earth, which gives you some idea of what the Earth's magnetic influence is. The aura of this planet goes out hundreds of thousands of miles to contain a sphere like the moon within it. So the gravity part and the physical explanation of the fact that we may be affected by the planets is very intense, but it still has nothing to do with this topic, the soul's web. I'll tell you why. Because what we're talking about here is we're talking about the differences between this realm and what lies beyond it. And what lies beyond the third dimension is undescribable in human terms. Because beyond the third dimension and higher realms of a higher vibration, the oneness that we all share with the entire universe is a given thing. Whereas on Earth, very, very few people, except for those that really understand metaphysics, are aware of this bond, that we are one with the universe. Now, I'm going to try to explain to you today how you are really Saturn, and how you are Jupiter, and you are your mother, and your daughter, and your wife, and your brother. See, like, if you try to think of astrology and life in logical terms, you won't make it, because you'll get to this gravity on Earth, and you'll be dead. You'll say, forget it. But if you plug into the oneness that you share with the universe, then you're going to make it. Now, let's talk about what happens before you're born. Well, before you're born, you're this incredible orb of energy, light, that is connected to a powerful source, the source of all light and love and energy, which is God. Okay. Now, in order to transform your essence so you could live under the illusion of being an individual and separate, and alone from the true oneness you really are, you must go through an incredibly complicated transition. Now, I'm talking complicated in human terms. In metaphysical terms, it's a piece of cake. But in human terms, you might have to listen to this show a few times. But the point is that when we look up at the universe, the farther out we get, the more frozen the universe appears, from our opinion. The closer we get to Earth and to the Sun and to the Moon, everything seems to be moving quickly through space. But the further out we get, notice the planets are going slower and slower. When you get out to Pluto and Neptune, they're hardly moving. And then beyond those guys to the next star, Alpha Centauri, well, in millions of years, even though that star is moving at incredible speed, from our point of view, it's not. We get beyond those stars to the galaxies, and then eventually what lies beyond the realm of this universe, which is just light and love and God. Now we're starting to plug into what we are all about. Sometimes the illusion of life brings on a perspective where we think we're small. We see ourselves as like bacteria on this orb called Earth. We're tiny. But that's the illusion. We're not. We really are, in truth, the universe which we perceive. I want you to know, when you look up in space at night, or when you look up at the sun or the moon, what you're looking at internally is the metaphysical structure of your soul in this dimension. That's heavy, and I want you to think about there for a while. But what I want you to know, for every being that becomes incarnate and exists and manifests in this dimension, and I'm holding a major piece of celestite in my hand for this topic, and I was scared to death to this topic too, but I'm fine now. But what I want you to know is that for every being that incarnates on this planet, in order to be an individual, or under the illusion of individuality, a being must go through a transition cycle. That means moments before the astral body enters the baby's body, when it comes out of the womb and it opens its eyes, it goes through the difference between a macrosecond and a microsecond. A macrosecond, which can seem eternal, and a microsecond, which can take a flick. This child, this soul, will actually travel and become one with this entire realm. You see, because what we're talking about is being reduced to an individual. And in order to be reduced, you have to surrender the illusion, right? To the illusion, you have to surrender the fact that you are one with the universe. You are God. See, in this limited experience we live in, a lot of us don't like to experience that. We don't like to admit it, that we are God, that we are the Messiah, that we have Christ consciousness. That's what keeps us from the Christ consciousness. Isn't it interesting this topic should come up and be inspired during the Christmas week? It gives me the chills. My chakra's full blown, right? To think about it, because I wanted to do a topic on the spirit of Christmas, but I didn't know how to do it. But the point is, the fact is, that we are this omnipresent individual, this omniscient, all-powerful being. And in order for us to reduce the elements of this power to the illusion of being a bacteria on a planet, we must become one with this entire realm, the entire thing, from Alpha Centauri to all the major galaxies, all the planets. They're right there inside your soul. Now, I want you to imagine a big balloon, that it is big as the universe. And I want you to imagine in this microsecond, that balloon letting all the air come out of it, being reduced, And it's like a big ball that shrinks in a second. And before that ball is left to be that little uninflated balloon that lives on Earth as a human being, before that happened, it was the whole universe. Now, as we approach Earth in this deflation process, the soul's web is formed, which designs the uniqueness. Which means, as you approach Neptune, because now Neptune is the farthest out planet, your soul becomes bathed in the entire aura of that entire planet. Depending where it's located, depending how its angular aspects are with other planets in the web, your soul next instantaneously becomes one with the entire planet Pluto and all of its moons and all of Neptune's moons, depending where it's located and how it's aspected. Don't you see? Your life's energy and your karma and your uniqueness are being designed seconds before you're born. And then you go through Saturn and Uranus. In a flicker, the entire planet becomes you. You are almost more the planets of this system and more the stars in this entire realm than you are Earth. Now, it suffices to say that we have Earth spirit because we live here. But I want you to know that we go through this bathing process, designing the soul's web. And I want you to know that I knew nothing about this philosophy or topic seconds before I went on the air. This is stuff that's all coming through, kids. I just got the topic. You go through Jupiter, the entire planet, depending where it's located in space with the perspective of the Earth, target Earth, right? This is where the baby's coming. You become entirely bathed in the aura of Jupiter. That gives you the philosophy. Saturn gives you the karma. Uranus gives you the awakening factor. Neptune gives you the illumination. Pluto gives you the transition. But the closer you get to Earth, then the more of an individual you become. Because millions of babies go through Pluto and Neptune and Uranus and Saturn. Well, they're all still in the same sign for years. But the closer we get to Earth, the faster the planets are moving. And not all those babies are going to have the same Mars location or the same Mercury or Venus location. The Sun, Mercury, and Venus will change locations once a month. The Moon will change locations once every 2.5 hours. But the key here is that after your soul has been bathed in the light and the love and the essence of each and every one of these planets, in order, Saturn, Jupiter, Mars, and then heading for the Sun, you have to get right to the Sun. You have to pierce the star the last second before you enter the body. You go through Mercury, through Venus, into the Sun, and right before that baby goes, wah, you explode inside that body as an individual with the karma that you have absorbed and been bathed in the soul's web prior to birth. Now, the key here is the Sun rises in the east, right? The east is the key, because when you come out of that Sun sign, that final entry, that final bath, that solar bath you take, then you enter the city of your birth from the east, which we know as the rising sign. And the Earth moving the quickest from our point of view, the rising sign changes a degree every 2 to 3 minutes and will change one whole sign in 2 hours. That's the final imprint of the soul, the character, the personality, the energy. So the soul is designed by the baby prior to birth, seconds before the birth, when the macroverse becomes the microverse, when you are bathed. When your soul literally transgresses and overcomes its oneness state of existence to be reduced to the illusion of individuality through the travels and the intercommunion with the soul's web, all the planets, the suns, the moons, the asteroid, comets, anything in this realm, and then explodes out of the Sun sign from the east into the body. Wah. And that's the chart. Now, if you're wondering how astrology works, obviously, it's very important to note that throughout thousands of years, astrologers have been studying the phenomena of why we behave a certain way depending on where the planets are at birth. See? Depending on how the planets relate with each other at birth, aspects. Depending on what sign is on the eastern horizon at birth, the rising, which sets up the 12 houses of life. Which explains the uniqueness and the karma and the individual mission as chosen by the soul prior to birth. So even if it's a cesarean, which may be super encouraged by that all-powerful God being that we are prior to birth, to get the doctors and the mother to set a certain specific date so that person can grasp that energy it needs to fulfill its highest karma. My opinion is that if this planet Earth, and a lot of people have given me information from extraterrestrial sources, that if the Earth truly reaches a level of higher consciousness, in the Aquarian Age, and if the Christ consciousness overcomes this planet, that the universe as we live in will disappear, and Earth will exist in a realm of light, with no more need for uniqueness or soul's web, which is our karma, because we will have all overcome that. Heavy, huh? Now, the most interesting part of this, that I think is the most important part of the whole topic, is to let all of you know that when you get your charts and when you study them, you must understand that this is the soul's web. This is the soul's design as prescribed by the higher part of yourself, the God self, as dictated and required for your highest good. So if you find out you're a Leo rising, don't tell me you don't like that. Or if you find out you're Gemini rising, don't tell me you don't like Geminis. You are Gemini. It is part of your karma and part of your soul's purpose to rise above, to master, and to exude the highest vibration of love and light as dictated by any sign that you might embrace in your natal chart in the soul's web. And by doing that, you will be overcoming your karma. And then, next time you come back and design the next soul's web, the planetary locations will be improved. There might be more trines, more sextals, less karma, less pain, less suffering. Or you might get to a point where you get so evolved that no longer are you attracted to the pull of Earth at all. In fact, you've overcome the whole mission. And then your next lesson will be to rise to a higher realm, the fourth dimension, the realm of light and love, which is void of anger, void of hate, void of worry, void of stress, void of selfish addiction, obsession. And you have to graduate Earth to get there. Why? Because long ago you decided to be one of the creators in this realm. Except there was a price. In order to be a creator in this realm, you had to give up your power. Now, in order to get that power back, you have to now give up what you've created in this realm. It's like telling an artist to throw away their artwork. Forget it. Trash it. And once you do that, then you rise above it all. No longer do you need to come back to parents, relatives, and friends down here. You say goodbye to them. You may serve as a guide, or you might serve as an archangel type individual if you qualify for that beyond this realm. But God knows what you have to do to qualify to that level. There are a lot of people in higher realms that mess up, that miss Earth. They miss materialism. They want the power. They want the money. They want the sex. They want to play the game. They want to be a creator. And they are instantly flung on this realm. You know what happens? I believe that if you lose your stuff, if you lose your mindset in the higher realm, and you decide that you're just 0.0001% not spiritual, you are sucked back to Earth so quick you don't even get a chance to think about it. And you wonder why there's so many babies born in this planet? You have to overcome everything on this planet, where you look at everything on Earth specifically as being literally almost trivial. Where you want to go is you want to go higher. What you want to be attracted to is the light, the love, peace, happiness, oneness, bonding. See, that's why we teach spiritual things on the Astrology Hour, because I'm trying to show you how to escape the third dimension. It's funny, I did a seminar series once on this show. It was called How to Escape the Third Dimension. It was in 1985, I think. It was a riot, but it was really true. Anyway, another point of the soul's web, which is very important, is that once you're born, of course, that is why the natal chart is so important, because the natal chart lets us see the soul's web and the planetary essences we have embraced inside of our soul prior to birth. The tricky part about life is that the secret to life is getting along with yourself, self-realization, spiritual self-realization. And as you live on Earth on a day-to-day basis, these planets, which you are moving in such a way that you have to get along with them. Because the way they move is like a river or an ocean. Sometimes the weather's nice, and sometimes it's fall. And sometimes the conditions are comfortable and happy, and sometimes they're not. Funny thing about the planets in the solar system is at some points in their travels, they're free-floating. But at other points, they're not. And the reason why we feel the transits is because we are the transits. When the planet Uranus goes 5 Capricorn, opposed my Venus at 5 Cancer, hey, I feel that. I feel Uranus out in space. I am Uranus. I am Venus. I feel that. These planets not only are us, they are our teachers, and they serve to direct us into areas of learning and evolution so that we can get out of here and evolve to our highest good. That's the way the program works. I can't believe this topic. Before I got on the air, I was so insecure because I had no idea what I was going to say. And when I got this topic, I was so frightened because it was a little ambitious, how to explain how astrology works. But now that I got the topic and I can listen to it after the show now so I can understand it myself better, it's mind-boggling because it explains everything in astrology. It tells you why it's so important, if you are a higher being, to understand the esoteric investigation metaphysically of how we are one with God, one with the universe, and as we are born on Earth, how that essence is transformed for us to be one with all the planets, and finally one with the baby, which we are. As we grow, we become hopefully an adult. And obviously after this topic, maybe you've turned the corner now, and maybe you are ready to get further into astrology. I am extremely interested in how you've received this topic, or whether you have any additions or corrections to it. I never appear to be a total bottom line. I know the information coming through on the other side sometimes comes through with static, and we are just still human down here. So in order to get in touch with that higher power, we have to do the best we can to interpret the information that does come through in the soul's web, right? And because all these planets that we are mineral-based and gaseous-based elements, crystal consciousness and crystal energy is very important, because it serves as a transmitter between this realm and the higher realm where some of this information comes through. I couldn't have done this topic without holding a major piece of celestite during the whole thing. So if you want to get yourself involved in what you really are, and this God self, this messianic quality that we all share, then obviously I think astrology is a major key. Because by getting that astrology chart and by understanding your natal chart, the soul's web that you embraced at birth, then I think you could come far to understanding what you're doing in this life cycle, what your role is, and how can you could be so much better for it.